I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Former Canes basketball head coach Jim Larrañaga is a longtime friend of the show. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. So he joins us weekly, talk some college hoops. You've got Final Four coming up on Saturday, NBA movies. It is Eddie Murphy's birthday, so we'll talk some Eddie Murphy movies with Coach and whatever else we feel like talking about. And always a pleasure to have you join us. Hello, Coach Larrañaga.
Hello, Hawk. How are you? And Solana and Jimmy. Where's my man Crowder?
He's good. Crowder got caught. He was in Memphis yesterday, and I don't know if you saw all these storms that are brewing over the Midwest, but he got caught trying to get out of Memphis. One of the guys he was interviewing for his Pivot podcast, I don't know if I'm sharing state secrets here, was Penny Hardaway. And he also had who else was he talking to yesterday? Solana was
I think a college football head
Lane
coach.
Kiffin. Didn't he say Lane Kiffin?
He did.
They were waiting on Lane Kiffin. Yeah. Anyway, he got caught in travel nightmares this afternoon trying to get home.
When you talk to him, tell him I reached out to him and asked him to invite me on the Pivot, and I guess his podcast is so popular, he didn't even return my text.
He gave you the cold shoulder?
He did. Can you believe that?
I got to give you Ryan Clark or Fred Taylor's number, because you'll never get anywhere with Crowder. I'll give you the actual decision makers. I'll give you their numbers. So you can
okay, good. Number. Thanks.
Let's start with the Heat. We were talking about it. So they lose 10 in a row. They follow it up. They have a six-game winning streak, including this dominant win last night over the Celtics in Boston. How do you, as a coach, how do you make fluid decisions when the team is that schizophrenic? When you're seeing such a wide variety of play from your own team over the course of 15, 16 games, how are you able to get a groove? Or now that they've won six in a row, you found the groove and the 10-game losing streak was me struggling to find what was right.
Well, I think that the most important aspect of playing basketball for the coach is you want players who are very consistent in their effort, consistent in their execution, consistent in being a good teammate, and all the distractions that go along with social media and everything else that we have in society today. You know, when you start to win, everybody feels good. When you start to lose, no one feels good. And so I think that the Heat went through that stretch where they lost 10 games. Could they have won some of those? Yeah, they lost a couple down the stretch. But, you know, they had leads going into those games, so they know they're capable of competing at the highest level. But you got to play well consistently from start to finish if you're going to be able to beat the best teams in the NBA like they did last night and like they got to do again tonight.
Yeah, Memphis is not going to be an easy game at all. Is that one of the toughest parts of coaching when a team is spiraling to try to right the ship?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. Because, you know, the expression mental is to physical is 4-1. It means the game is 4 times more mental than it is physical. Everybody in the NBA has physical talent, or they wouldn't be in the NBA. The question is, what kind of mental talent do you have? Do you handle the emotions, the frustrations? Do you perform consistently, or are you like a roller coaster? One night you're shooting lights out, and the next night you can't make a shot. Those are the most difficult guys to coach. As a head coach myself, the guys who were more consistent were the ones I could trust. You'd have a player. I've had players who'd score 20, you know, on let's say Wednesday night, and then on Saturday, you know, score 2 points. So you never knew what you were going to get from that player. Somebody else might score 12 and come back and get 10 or 14, but he'd be consistent in scoring double figures. It's very, very hard. And I think what the Heat are going through right now on a 6-game winning streak, they might be, the players themselves mentally might be thinking, we have to get ready for the playoffs. We're in the mix. We could finish as high as 7th or as low as 10th. So let's fight to at least get to 7 and put ourselves in a position that we could advance. At least then, if we finish 7th and we advance in the playoffs, we're not playing the number one seed. We got to play the number two seed, who we just beat last night. So there's a lot of the game is mental.
Is there anything to say then? Let's say they match up with Cleveland, the one seed, or Boston, the two seed. Is there any thought you give to the Miami Heat being able to advance past one of those teams? And I guess, you know, you've been part of George Mason or even UM going to the Final Four when no one expected it. But those are one-game victories
exactly.
Rather than a 4-game series over ostensibly much better teams.
Well, in basketball, matchups are the key. Your strengths against their strengths, your weaknesses, and your ability to exploit their weaknesses. So sometimes players just match up really well or a terrible matchup. One of the things that coaches do, we did it constantly. The coach's job is like a chess game. You know, do you bring your queen out? Do you know anything about chess? Or what, my analogy is going to be good?
I don't.
Oh,
I know.
Okay, we're going to change then the analogy. So here's what you have. You want your best player to have to go against their worst player on a regular basis. Your strength against their weakness. The coach on the other side is trying to do the same thing. Picture Eric Spoelstra coaching Duncan Robinson, and it's back towards the early part of his career, where teams were trying to identify who the weakest defender was. And let's say, for example, the opponent said, it's Duncan Robinson. So they were going to put him in a ball screen and try to get him to switch on to the other team's best player. All right? So what does Eric Spoelstra do? Does he take him out, sit him on the bench? We're not playing you anymore? No. And this is what makes Spo such a great coach. He switched him when zoned. He started to change it up so you couldn't exploit the matchup of Duncan Robinson against the other team's best player. And now the opponent is saying, dang, if we can't isolate against Duncan Robinson, what are we going to do against this zone? Because we're not used to playing against zone in the NBA. We're always facing against man-to-man teams. And there's a lot of NBA rules about NBA defense. No NBA defensive three seconds. All that stuff plays a role in how you have to prepare your defenders and how you have to attack that particular defense. Because like the Heat do, they don't play it for long periods of time. They throw it at you, and then they change. Duncan Robinson comes out, we'll go back man-to-man. So matchups are the key.
When you talk about matchups, though, Coach L, I know there are some who are critical of how the game has evolved. And we talked about this a little bit a couple weeks ago with the impact Steph Curry had on the game. But you're just seeing a lot more hunting for mismatches pretty much when it comes playoff time in the NBA specifically. That's what it is. Like, Tatum's trying to get the mismatch if he's playing the Heat on Duncan or Tyler Hero. They'll run 17 screens until he finally gets the switch. That's a little bit different from even 10, 15 years ago. Not that they weren't doing that, but it was more post-driven. It was more mid-range driven, where guys almost seem to be a little bit more skillful with their post moves or with their actual dribble moves. Now it's just, I'm trying to find the mismatch. I'm trying to find the one-on-one matchup that best suits me so I can blow by this defender. Is that something that you've noticed as well? And is it something that you think is fine in the game today, or has it kind of watered down the game a little bit?
No, first of all, the game is great and it's in great shape. I think back to my first few years here at Miami, the Heat were on a tear. They had LeBron, they had Chris Bosh, they had D. Wade. And I watched them in the playoffs the first year, and they lost to Dallas with Rick Carlisle, one of my former players. And, oh, it was unbelievable. And Dirk Nowitzki and that crew. But the next year they played the Oklahoma City Thunder. It was Kevin Durant and James Harden and Russell Westbrook. And I was talking to one of our former players. You guys might remember Jack McClinton, one of the great three-point shooters in ACC history.
Legend.
And we were in the training room talking. And I said, the Heat are going to win this. And he said, why do you say that? I said, because they don't have a good matchup for LeBron. So if they put a smaller player on LeBron, he's taking him into post. And then they had Kendrick Perkins. What was his first name?
Kendrick
Perkins. Yeah, Kendrick Perkins. So they put him on LeBron. LeBron immediately went outside and took him off the bounce, driving by him, shooting layups. Then they come to help. LeBron would hit those guys for threes. So the mismatch was there no matter who they put on him. But now you have teams that, you know, some teams you can't find a weakness. It has to be overall your system or formula for success. So, for example, one of the things, and Solana, this is what you're referring to, there are teams like now, like Golden State, they're playing small ball. They spread you out where everybody can shoot the three and everybody can handle the ball. And so your big guys don't have a matchup. Your big guy at the other end, he doesn't have a matchup either. He could go to work inside, but while you're getting a two, the other team is getting a three. So pretty soon after, you know, you make 10 twos and they make 10 threes, you're down 10. So coaches are having to figure out, okay, we play small ball, shoot a lot of threes, spread the floor, or do we play big ball? All right. And we try to beat up the other team in the paint, get them in foul trouble. So I still think the NBA is the greatest basketball on earth. Watching the playoffs, because you do not have to beat a team one time, like in the NCAA tournament right now, it's one and done. Survive in advance, lose and go home. Now the NBA, you got to win 4 out of 7. And that's really a challenge. I don't care if you're the number one seed or the eighth seed. You've got to be prepared. You can't just win one game. You got to be prepared to win all four.
Back in my day, Solana, was 2 out of 3 in the first round when basketball was basketball. Final four is Saturday, Coach. So you've got Florida, Crowder's Florida Gators, Auburn, Houston, Duke. They all happen to be number one overall seeds. Is that the new face of college basketball? Is there, in the NIL era, is there no room for a Cinderella story?
Well, the question's a good one, and we don't know yet for sure, but it certainly was this year. I think the problem we have in the NIL era is there is no transparency. Yeah, so everybody's assuming that these are the highest paid players in college basketball. We don't know that, but we do know there's no mid-majors. I have a lot of friends. I coached in the mid-majors for 25 years, none of them are or made the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, or Final Four. And when I talked to them, they said, "We got no money. You know, we recruit a kid. The kid loves our program." And he says, "Well, how much are you going to pay me?" And when you tell him, he says, "Well, I'm looking at schools that are going to pay me two or three or four times more than that." So you're not going to get that guy normally. Whether this will change, when there's transparency, it'll change. Because when players start figuring out what everybody else is making, right now, none of the players on the University of Miami team this past year knew what anybody else was making unless they told somebody. So, and I'm not sure the players in Houston or Duke or Auburn or Florida, do they actually talk about, "Oh, man, I'm making a million or I'm making a half million"? Probably not. They might speculate. But the fact of the matter is college athletics has become like an auction. Oftentimes, the highest.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitter wins.
Yeah, it's an interesting landscape. Before we run out of time, Coach, today, and you're a huge movie fan, we started having you on years ago talking about movies. Today is Eddie Murphy's 64th birthday. Do you have a Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies? Do you love Eddie Murphy movies?
Yeah, I love Eddie Murphy. I love his movies. There are a few, I would say. Trading Places is the first one that comes to mind. I love Eddie Murphy, but with him with Dan Aykroyd, that's special. And around Christmas time, you're just loving it. You're just laughing. They put you in great spirits. Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2, that's a series. You know, everything now is the sequel. And most of the time, it's just a repeat. With Eddie Murphy, I mean, those movies were great. I love them. So I'm a big fan of Eddie Murphy's. I love his movies. There are a few others that are pretty good.
48 Hours with Nick Nolte, you have to 40, love. That
48
really put
Hours
him on the
was
map.
Terrific. No, 48 Hours was great. No, a lot of them. No, you know what's great about him? He's not only a comedian. He's a great, you know, actor of action pictures. You know, he fits the complete role. But happy birthday to my man, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, pretty wide variety of films that he's done, because some of them are just utter and complete garbage. Others are classic. There's not many actors, very good actors, who have that, I think, kind of, spread.
Range
of great movies to really garbage movies, but he's accomplished that. No, quite the birthday celebration I've given him.
Yeah, he's only 64, huh? I thought he was older than me.
So did I. Yeah, I was surprised when I saw 64. One other thing: yesterday was National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Do you ever enjoy a peanut butter and jelly sandwich as a meal or a snack?
Absolutely not. But my wife eats it. every week, at least once or twice a week, she has a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I have never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
How's that possible?
I'll have a jelly sandwich.
What?
I used to love Reese's peanut butter cups. I love peanut butter with chocolate, but I've never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Coach.
Come on, guys. I mean, it's sometimes you just don't like the combination. Coach. Everybody else likes it. Do you know the Golden State Warriors were eating that on the team plane, their first world championship with Steph Curry and the guys? Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, they had peanut butter and jelly on the plane because their nutritionist said it was the best thing to eat after a ball game.
Coach, it's almost impossible to go through life without having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, that it's iconic.
Yeah, because it's so convenient at times. It's tasty. Even as a kid, you never had peanut butter and jelly?
No, not one time. I told you, I had a bite of one.
Lord.
I had a bite once, and I said, no, not for me. Never had another one.
I am floored. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, they just came out with peanut butter and jelly.
No way.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yeah, it just came out like a couple weeks ago.
That will fail. There's no way you're going to eat peanut butter and jelly and chocolate. Come on.
I
love the imagination, Lord. But that's not a good combination.
What other combinations, Lord, though, are you again? Like, have you ever had an Oreo, Coachell?
No, we talked about Oreos
two
weeks ago, Solana. Weren't you here? I love
Oreos.
He just
doesn't pay attention to the show.
I love Oreos. I have it. I sent a picture. I had stacks of Oreo boxes or bags of Oreos. You know, my wife goes four deep for that because she loves buy one, get one free. So she gets two packages, and for that, you get four. But
How do you approach a player like Solana, like I have to, where you call a play in the huddle, he gets out on the court, and he looks at you like, what's the play? Which is what happens with Solana all the time. He's just not paying attention, and then he's like, I didn't hear that. How do you deal with
that reminds me, Larry Bird was that way. I don't know if you know that. Larry Bird at the timeout, Casey Jones would describe the play, exactly what he wanted to do, and then they'd go out on the court, and Larry Bird would say to Danny Ainge, hey, Danny, what are we running? And Danny Ainge, I'm inbounding to you. You're making the shot. We're winning. And then Danny would throw it to him. Bird would make the shot. They'd win and then say, a great play.
Yeah, you're probably not surprised to hear, Coach. I've been compared to Larry Bird in the past. So that makes a lot of sense.
I've heard that.
If you had a tenth of radio talent that Larry Bird had as a basketball player, we'd be doing much better than AM radio. Coach Jim Larinaga, we love talking to you every week. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure.
There you go. Coach Jim Larinaga has never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Wild.
Shocker.
That's
crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.